It's a great paradox, isn't it? We live on so many different levels of existence simultaneously, in so many dimensions that exist at the same time right now. And everyone plays their own role in each of them. On one level, we are pure love, pure light, pure consciousness, pure energy, totally undisturbed by our mind, by our emotions. And on another level, we're incarnated in a physical body. And we have the same potential human feelings and experiences as every other human. Our life manifests as our individual, unique karma, part of this whole journey back home. If we remember that we are the audience and the observer and the witness of the movie, and somehow we manage not to get personally involved with the characters or the happenings in the movie, then we can simply watch the movie. And sometime it'll be a great movie. And sometime it's a horror story. And other times a comedy. Some of us have inclination in our body-mind that give rise to overcast, turbulent weather. Not two people unfold and open in the same exact way, at the same exact speed. But ultimately, all stories, all movies are just that. Imaginary fictions, as is the one, the character at the center of these movies. The reality, what's real, is here now. And in this, there is no past, there is no future, there is no me, no you. There is only this, that is unnameable, but that has been called love, peace, freedom. The natural state, the groundless state.